From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Noor Grove with your headlines for Friday, September 20th. Butte County is beginning cleanup work in areas burned by several recent wildland fires. NSPR's Ken Duvall reports.
County officials said this week that mitigation work is beginning on properties damaged in the Quincy, Thompson, and Park fires. The first phase of cleanup involves removal of hazardous household waste. According to reporting by the Enterprise Record, the California Office of Emergency Services now has its teams on the ground inspecting properties. The first phase of cleanup will proceed in three stages. Teams will first identify and mark hazardous waste found on properties. Next, the toxic material will be removed and disposed of. And finally, teams will address environmental contamination. Other state agencies will take protective measures to control erosion and contain ash and debris. Those efforts will include placing erosion barriers such as straw wattles, compost docks, and silt fences. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
A more than 170-acre pile burn is planned next month outside the community of Quincy. According to reporting from Plumas Sun, the pile burn will take place in Boyle's Ravine and is part of a hazardous fuel reduction project. The news outlet reports Terra Fuego Resource Foundation, a conservation and landscaping management group, will conduct the burn. They'll also be holding a community meeting October 15th at 5:30 in the evening at the West End Theater in Quincy to answer any community questions or concerns. And the Butte County Fire Department is working on a plan to better protect communities from wildfire. As NSPR's Adia White reports, it's asking for residents' help.
The Community Wildfire Protection Plan is focused on neighborhoods that are close to wildland areas. The goal is to identify areas most at risk and to come up with strategies for wildfire preparedness and response. The plan will include outreach to communities most at risk with recommendations on how to reduce flammable materials near buildings. It will also provide plans to fund forest and grassland fuel reduction projects. The fire department says it's working with local tribes, fire safe councils, and environmental consultants to put together the plan. But they want to make sure it meets the needs of community members. They're asking for residents to help by filling out a survey about what they'd like to see. Find a link at mynspr.org. In Chico, I'm Adia White.
The Shasta County Elections Commission will meet Monday afternoon. It's scheduled to discuss assigning members to review the county's ballot counting process. It will also discuss what it calls issues surrounding electronic poll pads. Poll pads are a way election workers check in voters at the polls in place of paper records. The commission's role is to send recommendations to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors and is advisory only. At its last meeting, the commission voted to send a recommendation to the board to limit mail-in ballots. That was despite the advice of the county's Registrar of Voters and legal counsel. Next week's meeting will begin at 2 in the afternoon at the county's administration center. And the safety of massage parlors in Chico will be a future discussion for city council members. NSPR's Eric Adams has more.
Councilmember Topeka Tandon had put the item on the agenda for this week's meeting. Council members voted unanimously Tuesday to move the discussion to its Internal Affairs Committee, which meets monthly. The committee is a smaller group of city councilors who workshop specific issues. Tandon says she wants the committee to discuss more oversight of massage parlors in the city.
I've heard it in the community that there could be incidences of human trafficking and things like that, so it's better to make sure that we update our ordinances to make them safe.
Massage businesses can be certified at the state level by the California Massage Therapy Council. But Tandon says there are some in Chico without such certification. She says she hopes to see all massage businesses in the city follow the state recommendations for certification. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
The Yuba City Police Department will have a DUI checkpoint at an undisclosed location in the city tonight. This checkpoint is scheduled from 7 at night until 1 in the morning. That's according to reporting by the Appeal Democrat. The paper reports the location is determined by data that shows where the most impaired driving crashes happen. Officials say first-time offenders can expect significant fines of more than $13,000. One purpose of the checkpoint is to keep others on the road safe from drunk drivers. And finally, communications giant AT&T will start removing miles of abandoned cables, leaching lead into Lake Tahoe. The California Sports Fishing Protection Alliance says it's reached a settlement with AT&T. The group filed a lawsuit in 2021 alleging the cables were discharging toxic lead into the lake in violation of California's Prop 65. CSPA says there are around 6 miles of submerged cables in Lake Tahoe, and each foot has over 3 pounds of lead. Under the settlement, AT&T will remove over 107,000 pounds of lead from the water. The two parties reached a conditional settlement in 2022, but AT&T challenged the merits of the alliance's claim a year later. And those are your headlines for Friday, September 20th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove.